Hello, everybody. You're listening to Hobosode number 450. It's brought to you by BenQ6969, and today is July 6th, 2024. I'm just going to kind of go through the requests today and see what there is. Since this is Hobosode 450, that means everybody gets to hear this one, not just the supporters. We got to let the riffraff in. Probably the kind of people that have different wattages of light bulbs on each side of their porch. But whatever, that's okay. I've got a sign here from the sign guy. It's a heating and cooling place, and the sign is stuck in the grass next to the road, and he didn't give me any ideas, so that means I can do whatever I want. I'm going to do a number change.
Hello.
Hello, sir. This is Tim Henson from Verizon Wireless.
How can I help you?
Well, we're going to be changing your number today. This 7829. Really sorry about that. There's no charge or anything. We just need to change your number.
You're going to be doing what?
We're changing your number. This 7829 number.
No, you're not changing that number.
Well, no, we have to.
Why is that?
It was mistakenly assigned to you. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm not with Verizon, man.
Look,
I am not with Verizon.
We own
okay?
The number. It was leased from us. It doesn't matter which carrier you use, but we own the number.
Well, let me tell you something right now.
Well, let me tell you something. We're changing it today.
Oh, yeah? And who are you?
I'm in the Verizon Wireless call center in Miami, Florida.
Okay, and what's your name?
Tim Henson, Distorted View.
Tim Henson.
Yes.
Well, I've got that actually with a bunch of my advertising and stuff right now.
Oh, you're going to have to change all that. Get new business cards, signs, everything. You got work to do. Let me go ahead and give you your new number, and you can write it down, and I'll let you go. You ready?
Hold on just a second.
I'm sorry. You know, it's not like my fault has happened. I'm just the one that noticed it. I was monkeying around in your account.
Give me the number you're talking about.
Oh, sure. It's area code 3196969.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know how something gets transferred to you inadvertently, because I tell you what, I work for Spectrum, and I'll be talking to Spectrum about this.
Oh, Spectrum has no authority over us.
Okay, well, you can tell your attorney. I'll be calling you guys.
My attorney.
Okay.
Look, sir, I'm just a minimum wage call center employee in Miami, Florida. I don't have an attorney. I've never been in court.
Well, somebody told you to call me.
Well, yeah, I was just in your account monkeying around, and I noticed that we'd given you one of the numbers assigned to,
you say you gave it to me, what do you mean you gave it to me?
Well, no, not that I gave it to you. I just mean the company gave it to you, but the number that we gave you, that's supposed to be only assigned to Puerto Ricans.
Well, that's what I am, bud.
No, we found it. We looked on your Facebook, and we figured out that
I got news for you. I got a birth certificate. I was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Don't tell me.
Oh, San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
That doesn't even sound like a real place. You're making up lies.
What are you talking about?
Sir, we're changing this number. Did you get the number, the 314?
Hey, you know what?
You're going to have a St.
Fuck you, you piece of shit.
You're going to have a St. Louis number, sir.
Fuck you. All right?
Okay.
I'll be talking to my attorney about you guys, okay?
Okay, that's but, you know, that won't affect me because I'm just a...
Tim Henson, I've got your number down in Miami, okay? Verizon call center.
Okay.
I'll be telling him.
Yeah.
And for your information,
I've got
a ground to stand on. I was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico. That's where my birth certificate's come from.
No, no. So we know you're completely... You're Caucasian, and you cannot have this number.
You're a fucking idiot.
What?
You're a fucking idiot.
You can't
you know
have
that?
This number. We have a system. We have a system for
you're
all,
a fucking idiot.
For all the races, sir.
You're an idiot. My birth certificate, I take it into a Verizon store tomorrow. I'll take my birth certificate into a Verizon store tomorrow.
Just to prove that you're Puerto Rican?
That's exactly right.
I think you're going to need a little more than that. You're going to need to get on 23andMe.com and send in a sample of your DNA.
Oh, fuck off, you little bitch. Fuck you.
Oh, God, I got to trim off like a good 5 minutes of me just giggling after that call. That guy was amazing. I had this silly idea the other day, which seems like a bad idea. I was going to tell the next person who I told we were going to change their number, that we accidentally assigned them a number for black people or Puerto Rican people or, you know, just whatever. Just like make up somehow that all the numbers are assigned by race or nationality. And I don't want to be racist, which means I have to do this prank to a white person because you can't be racist against a white person. But man, that guy ended up not being white and ruined my prank, but it's still pretty great. And he doesn't even doubt me. I sounded completely fake. He's going to go in the store with a birth certificate now, and he'll be like, look, bet you guys feel pretty dumb now, don't you? I am Puerto Rican. But I might not do that prank again because pretty much mission accomplished. I'm happy with how it turned out. Here's another one from the sign guy. It has a sign that's outside the Travel Plaza, and it's Farm Fresh Produce. It gives me a phone number, an address, the name of their farm. I'm going to look it up here on maps. Oh, look, there's an alpaca farm just down the street from him. I'm going to pretend to be that guy.
I understand. How can I help you?
Oh, hey, George. That was me. Hey. That was me that called a minute ago.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to hack your answering machine. That's why I was hitting all those touch tones.
You were trying to do what?
Oh, nothing. It don't matter. This is your neighbor. It's Tim Henson.
It's who?
Tim Henson. I run the alpaca farm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever talked to you.
Yeah, probably not. I usually use your internet for my internet. So is your Wi-Fi password different or something? Because I cannot get logged in.
I don't live there. I live at Estates.
You're a what? You left.
I live at Estates. You must be talking. You must need to talk with Kevin.
You left the United States?
I live at Estates.
Oh.
Over off of Grant.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm here in Columbia.
Yeah, well, I'm only 2 miles from you, but...
Okay. I thought you were saying you had to leave the States because of illegal reasons.
No, I live at Estates. That is on... I live on... Drive.
Well, is somebody...
You know, it's a roundabout on Grant.
Yeah.
You turn south, roundabout on Grant.
Yeah. Yeah, I was...
So you're using Kevin and Peggy's internet, probably.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I just figured out the password, and I've been using it ever since. But all of a sudden today, it's not working.
Huh. Well, I was watching the debate, and all of a sudden the internet went down, and we stream our television.
Shoot.
And all of a sudden we had no television until the next day.
Oh, no.
I said, no, man, that's ridiculous. The debate wasn't worth watching.
know? Yeah, okay, well, you don't know when they're going to have their internet back up, because...
I don't know too much about it. If you want to call Kevin...
Why did they put your phone number on here instead of their own? Who are they trying to dodge?
Wait a minute, my phone number's on what?
The produce...
Oh, well, I've had that for the last 20 years, probably.
Yeah, why don't you put it over on Peggy's?
Well, Kevin and Peggy have theirs on there too. If you could get their site. Anyway, hey, Kevin's number. Kevin ain't in town. I don't think you'll need to call Peggy. Her number is 891.
Is it the same area, 573?
Yeah, still 573. Yeah.
Okay, I'll try her then.
Anyway, yeah, give her a ring and tell her what's going on and see. I wouldn't figure out how your internet, how you could get internet from what they're down in that hole. You know, that house being half mile off the road down where it is.
Oh,
it doesn't even get good television signal sometimes.
Yeah, I use a fancy antenna to connect to their wireless and hold on to
it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, that somehow works for you. That's okay.
Okay, thank you. I'll let Peggy know you gave me permission.
Yeah, give her a ring and talk to her about it.
Okay, thank you. Who's this again?
All right. What?
Who's this?
George.
Oh, George. Okay, all right. Thank you, George.
Okay.
I love you.
Love you too. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's call Peggy.
Hello?
Hello, Peggy?
Yes?
It's your neighbor. It's Tim Henson over at the Alpaca Farm.
Oh, how are you?
Not too bad. I was just wondering about your internet because I was trying to connect to your Wi-Fi. And did you change the password or something?
To our Wi-Fi?
Yeah, because I was trying to get on the Wi-Fi to play some video games. Hello?
I don't know.
Oh, is it
broken? Hello?
Is it broken over there?
I don't know. It might be. I'm not down there.
Oh, you're not down where?
What internet do you use?
Oh, your internet. I've got a specialized antenna pointed directly at your house. And allows it to reach all the way over to your house. And I have been using your internet for years.
Oh, and why are you telling me now?
Oh, because it stopped working today. I thought maybe you changed the password.
Did someone give you permission to use our internet?
Well, no, not really, but I just talked to George because I had his phone number and he said it's fine.
Oh.
I mainly just use it to download large files and to watch Netflix.
Well, if the password hasn't been changed, I will be changing it and make sure that nobody can get on it.
Oh no, don't do that.
Because I don't appreciate someone else using what I pay for free. Oh. Well,
I'm not interfering with your internet. I'm just using it for my own stuff.
But I pay for it.
Yeah, but I usually get on late at night when you guys aren't around.
You're not understanding. Why should you not? Why don't you get your own internet?
Because I don't want to pay for it.
Okay, and where do you live?
Oh, at the Alpaca Farm. Just just a little ways down the road from you. Down the road and around.
And what was your name?
This is Tim Henson.
Okay, I'm going to talk to George.
Yeah, George told me, like, if Peggy tells you you can't use it, just, don't even listen to her. Just keep using it.
Well, I will have a word with George. And no, you may not use our internet any longer.
What? Come on. I'm going to keep using it. You're the closest one to me, so I pretty much have to.
Get your own.
Well, no, because then I have to pay. You know how much that costs?
I pay for it every month.
How much do you pay?
Too much for someone else to be using it.
Yeah, I don't think it hurts you, though. Like, what if I give you $5?
Goodbye.
It's $5 a month. I'll pay like a year in advance. It's not even hurting her. She just doesn't want me to have it on principle. What a bitch. I wonder if I could call up George and pretend to be Peggy with my voice changer. I was going to call up Peggy as George, but no, I think this will be better. I don't think I could trick Peggy, but I think maybe I can trick George
into believing I'm Peggy. I totally sound like a Peggy now, but they're probably already talking to each other right now.
This is George. If you'll leave a message, I'll get back.
He just keeps hanging up, so.
Did you want to talk to me?
Hey, some guy. Huh? Some guy just called me and told me I have to share my internet.
Yeah?
He said you said I have to. I don't know this guy.
Do what?
This guy that wants to use my internet, this alpaca guy.
Yeah, that's what he said. But I didn't tell him he could use your internet or mine or hers, anybody else's. I just told him I didn't live there anymore.
Well, no,
he didn't talk to Peggy.
He said that you said that I have to share my internet with him. Or
well, you didn't know no such thing. I didn't tell him that.
Are you sure? You sound like you're lying.
This doesn't sound like Peggy to me. Who am I talking with?
Oh, no, this is Peggy. I have a cold. George. It's a cold.
No, I just talked to Peggy 5 minutes ago.
Listen here, pal.
What?
Listen here, pal. if you want to pay my internet bill, then maybe I'll share with this Tim Henson fellow.
Who in the hell am I talking with?
Well, who the hell are you to be talking to me like that?
Well, you're not Peggy, I can tell you that, and I don't know who you are.
How dare you accuse me of not being Peggy? I am too, Peggy.
I'm going to call Peggy back here in a minute, and you're going to find, and I'll find out, because somehow you have called her, called me using her number.
What? No,
who am I anyway?
I'm on my phone.
Do you know who I even am? Do you know who I am?
Of course, you're George. Hello? Yes, I'm talking. You're George, if you just shut up. I'm calling from my own number. This is Peggy's phone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you don't sound like Peggy. I talked to her a minute ago, and she had a whole different voice then.
Well, how do you know that one wasn't the fake Peggy?
And then I talked with her.
What'd she say?
And then I hung up, and you called me back almost immediately, and I didn't answer the phone because she just told me that she's at the vegetable stand selling tomatoes. And I know damn good and well you are not Peggy. I don't know who you are.
I am selling tomatoes.
This is kind of an interesting call.
How'd she know?
If you're really Peggy, what did I say to you just before we hung up?
Oh, I think that was a fake Peggy, so it wouldn't matter.
What do you mean you don't know? Of course you know.
I am at the tomato stand, you motherfucker. I am selling tomatoes.
And wait a minute. I'm kind of being insulted by you. Why are you cussing me? What did I do to you to cause you to cuss me? I know good and well my daughter-in-law wouldn't do that to me.
You're yelling at me. And
what?
You're yelling at me, and I call you a motherfucker behind your back all the
yelling,
time.
I am not yelling at you,
and
you call me a motherfucker. What gives you the right to call me a motherfucker
You just called me a motherfucker.
No, you're just, hey, no, hell no. There's something wrong with you.
Oh, there's something wrong with you.
Have you been drinking or something? What's going on?
You been telling the neighbors they can use my Wi-Fi. You probably gave them my password.
I did what?
Now I got to figure out how to change my password, thanks to you.
I wish you would change your password, because I don't even get on the internet. Don't talk to me about it.
Yeah, and that guy told me you sound like a Republican.
I'm going to, okay, you still don't know.
Because you were going on about...
If you're Peggy, what is your oldest son's name?
Don't yell at me, you son of a bitch.
I'm not yelling at you, I'm asking you a question, you son of a bitch.
But you're yelling at me.
Don't you call me names.
Don't you
yell. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, don't you yell at me.
I'm going to hang up on you. I don't have to take this.
And don't
you got any idea? Well, I want to know something.
Don't get my password to the neighbors
really,
anymore.
If you are really who you say you are at the alpaca farm, I'm going to come over and see you in about 5 minutes.
Oh, you better not. I don't give you permission to come see me.
I'm on my way.
On my way. No, I don't want you to come over. I don't
have the doors closed. I'm on my way.
I don't have pants on.
Well, you're gonna have to meet with me.
Okay,
I'm gonna call the sheriff on your fucking stupid ass.
You don't need to come over while I don't have pants on, you pervert.
Yes, come on over, you son of a bitch.
I'm not
That's
coming
right.
over.
I'm on my way. I'll be
over.
There in a little bit.
Oh no,
I'll
you
be
won't.
There in just a little bit.
Oh, you better not.
Huh?
You better not.
What?
You gonna come over
What'd
and
you
yell?
Say?
You gonna yell at me some more like you're yelling at me now, motherfucker?
No, I'm not yelling at you. I didn't yell at you to start with. You son of a bitch. Don't talk to me that way.
You know what?
What gives you the right anyway? Call me. Accuse me of bullshit. Because you want to steal internet service from somebody else.
That's because you're being...
There's something seriously wrong with this project.
You're being a fuck bucket, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll see you here in a couple of seconds, in just about 5 minutes, okay?
Okay. I love you, Dad. Can I call you Dad? Even though...
What?
Can I call you Dad now? I mean, even though I'm your... You know, we're in-laws, but can I call you Dad? Can I call you Daddy? I think it's about time I call you Daddy.
What, call me Daddy?
Yeah.
You never have told me what your oldest son's name is.
Well, you should know that.
And if you think that I don't know my own Peggy's voice, you're crazy. You're crazier than a new Looney Tune.
Oh, well, you're a son of a bitch.
You call me names, and there's no reason for that.
You just call me crazy, so you're a son of a bitch.
Well, you are crazy.
Well, you are a son of a bitch, giving out my password.
If you weren't crazy, you wouldn't be on my cell phone calling me names and carrying on like you are.
Well, you wouldn't be giving out my password.
If you really live at the alpaca farm, I'll be there in about... probably about 3 minutes. I'm going to cross the bridge now.
What if I'm not really at the alpaca farm?
What?
What if I'm not really at the alpaca farm?
Well, I'll find out from the guy who did call me from the alpaca farm.
That sounds hilarious. I wish I could listen to this exchange.
Then we'll see what the hell you're even talking about. Because I think it's all bullshit, I think.
You know what? I dare you to leave your phone on the whole time and let me hear you confront this guy.
Well, I'll tell you what else.
Because it's not me. I'm Peggy.
You ain't Peggy.
I am too.
Not the Peggy I know, anyway.
And you know what?
You may be somebody Peggy, but you ain't Peggy that I know.
Oh, I'm Peggy.
Because the Peggy I know wouldn't talk to me the way you did.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. You're Peggy, where did you go to school?
Oh, I went to school.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What? Why are you doing weird things on my phone to my voice?
No, you're the one doing the weird things if you want to miss something.
You're doing the weird things.
Do you get a kick out of calling old people and getting them up from their nap and then acting stupid?
You're not even taking a nap. Peggy's selling tomatoes and
you... I was
taking
a nap. What's wrong with you?
You were out...
Do you know who you're talking to?
Yes.
Do you think I'm stupid?
I'm talking to a guy that's not taking a nap.
Hey, how do you think I got to be a king if I were stupid?
You probably ate a lot of peanut butter.
What?
You ate a lot of peanut butter, it'll be my guess.
You know what? Somebody tried to call King Tut once before like that, and my mom said, he's asleep. Don't mess with him. He gets real mad.
The King Tut sounds like a pussy. Like, why does he have to call himself a king?
That was after my dad had died. Some idiot did that.
Oh.
It carried on just about like you. But you would have to be...
To be
the person that did that, you'd have to be about 75 or 80 now, and you don't sound that old.
Yeah, don't blame me. I'm your daughter-in-law, Daddy.
Yeah, okay. We'll see you here in a couple minutes.
Well, still a couple minutes? I thought it'd be like one minute by now.
Yeah. Well.
Hey, if it is me over at that alpaca farm, you should karate chop his neck.
You don't do what?
You should karate chop his neck. Just be like, hi-ya! Karate chop his neck.
Oh yeah, Hong Kong fooey.
That's what I'd do. Yeah, do just like King
Tut.
That's
what I think. I think you must be weird. Oh. Hong Kong fooey.
Well, you're a son of a bitch, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a cum dumpster. And a douche canoe.
You're calling me names.
Yeah, you're a douche canoe.
That's just plain weird. That's just plain weird.
Why?
Weird is what that is.
You're weird listening to
it. Are you a weirdo? Whoa, let me ask you. Are you a weirdo?
Yes. Very weird.
You are?
Compared to most people, I am incredibly weird. You should know that. I'm your daughter-in-law.
Hey, are you so weird that you'd run off in the flood water?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah? Hmm.
Anyway, you're a douche canoe, sir.
What'd you say?
I said you're weird for sitting there and listening to a stranger call you names on the phone. Just hang up.
I know. I don't know why in the hell you're calling me names. I really don't understand it.
I don't know why you're listening to me. If like a reasonable person would just hang up the phone and go about his day.
A reasonable person wouldn't have called me in the first place and carried on like you're calling.
I'm not reasonable. I'm a weirdo.
I understand that. You're just definitely not reasonable.
I know. We're in agreement there.
If you were reasonable, you wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, if I was reasonable, I wouldn't have married your damn son.
I'll tell you something else. If the guy that called me a while ago that said something about internet in the first place would have been reasonable, he wouldn't have called me to ask me if he could steal internet service. I mean, come on, really?
You're not even driving.
Well, you're on a bet.
Well, I just heard your the thing beep like you got your door open and you left your keys in the ignition.
You only come down your driveway?
Yeah, why don't you hurry the fuck up and stop talking about it and just get here?
I just really don't. I don't really honestly think that you live at the alpaca farm in the first place.
I don't live at the alpaca farm.
I think you're just some kind of a nuisance calling people weirdos and calling them names on the phone, and I don't know why.
I'm at the produce farm.
Tell me why. You can probably tell me why.
I'm trying to sell my damn tomatoes.
You're going to do what?
I'm trying to sell my damn tomatoes. Hey, you should shut your door so the thing stops beeping.
You think that's what it is, huh?
Yeah.
Had you thought it was because I don't have my seatbelt fastened?
Oh, so you're stupid.
Yeah?
Why don't you wear your seatbelt? You know, like, car wrecks are not imaginary. They're a real thing.
Yeah.
You think you're above all that?
Uh-huh.
All right. I love you, Daddy. I'm going to go now. Bye.
Hey, no, don't hang up yet. I want you to talk to somebody. Are you still there? Hang on for just a minute.
I got somebody
want to talk to you.
Well, I'm not going to. There,
I got the last word in. I know he's going to call right back, though. He probably has, like, a friend who's a sheriff. The sheriff's going to get on the phone and scare me real good. And I don't want that. I don't want to be scared today. I'm so tempted to call Peggy now as George. But nah, that'll be silly. They're probably on the phone again together already. So I'm just going to delete this one. I've had a couple of you send me this picture of a Cybertruck going down the road. And they have a giant phone number across the back of their tailgate. And it's a roofing company. And I have tried it a bunch of times. I know Travis Bickle sent this to me. And now a guy named Black Cat Duo has sent it to me. But they refuse to pick up. I will keep trying. Because I would love to test out the anger limits of a Cybertruck owner. He's probably really mad in general just for buying that truck. You know, I just realized, like, he's with a roofing company. And there is no place for a ladder on the Cybertruck. Like, what do you do? Just have a second pickup truck for your ladders and stuff? Since the Cybertruck can't do ladders, that's weird.
Hello.
Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Tim Henson.
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm your neighbor. I'm Tim Henson. I'm down the road a bit.
Yeah?
Why'd you go to 4th of July at my parents' house? Because now they're complaining at me. And asking why I couldn't be bothered to come to 4th of July at their house when you could come.
But, I have no idea what you're talking about. I didn't go to any 4th of July.
Yeah, but no, you went to my parents' house and they're acting like, you know, I'm a real piece of shit for not going since you came.
I did not go to anyone's house. I stayed at my own house. Do you have the right number?
Yeah, 819-4.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know what you're trying to do, because, like, you sent my dad a Father's Day card, too. You're not related to us, sir. Yep. Like, what are you doing, you weirdo?
Wait a minute. I did not send your father a Father's Day card.
Are you sure?
I did not go. I'm positive, 100%.
Because he was saying I was a huge piece of shit. He's like, oh, so your neighbor can send me a Father's Day card, but you can't be bothered.
Who is your father?
Well, yeah, you know him. Like, you keep showing up at their house and stuff. Watching
fireworks. No, I haven't. Who are they? Who is your father?
Setting off fireworks with him.
Who is your father?
Okay, look, sir, I'm going to come clean with you. I'm just calling about those AKC lab pups. I was just trying to break the ice.
You didn't do it the right way, man.
Oh, sorry about that. Do they have chips in them?
No.
Oh. Is it okay if I put chips in them?
Yeah, if you buy one, you can put any kind of chip in them you want.
Oh, no, I've got a bunch of chips in my garage. I was thinking about putting like 3 or 4 chips in them.
No, I'm not interested in that. Thanks. So.
Well, no, I'm not. Not for you. Just after I buy them from you, I want to put a few chips in my lab pups.
No, that'd be fine.
Okay, I'm going to do like an array of them, and if I position them just right, I think I can control their mind.
Hmm.
And I can make.
Okay.
I can use that to make hilarious TikTok videos.
Okay.
So you're okay with me experimenting on these dogs? How much are they?
We get $7.50 for our pups.
Nice. Is it like a puppy mill?
No. We have pups all over the United States.
That sounds like a puppy mill.
Even. No, we do not. We do. We sell to sheriff's department to.
You sell
highway patrol
puppy mill puppies to the sheriff's office?
No. No.
You just said you did.
You're the one that called it a puppy mill. I don't have a puppy mill.
Oh, well, it just sounds like a puppy mill.
Oh, that's okay.
I might put a, like, take his, one of the puppy's legs off and put a bionic leg on there.
Okay.
Do you ever see The Million Dollar Man? When you were...
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Back in the good old days. I'm going to do stuff like that.
What'd you say your name is?
Tim Henson. Your neighbor.
Tim Henson.
Yeah, your neighbor. I was in your backyard the other night.
No, you weren't.
Well, not when you were there.
I haven't left home in weeks.
Well, I mean, not when you were in the yard.
Okay.
You know how your sign for Lab Pups has, like, a paw print on them?
Yes.
They look very fake, almost as if they're clip art and maybe, like, a paw print of a bear. Like, I think you got the wrong type of prints on this sign. It's very misleading.
Okay.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know.
Okay. I work here at the fireworks stand.
Which one?
It's here in Marshall, Missouri. Pyro City Fireworks. Yeah. I saw your sign here. I'm actually bored because we're just cleaning up today and boxing up all the fireworks, and I saw your sign, and I thought I'd call and ask about your lab pups.
All right, man.
I don't really need lab pups.
Well, thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, have a good day.
I hope I made everything more interesting for you.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting.
Yay, all right, thanks, bye.
Bye, Ben.
Love you. He said, bye, Ben. He thinks he knows who I am. Oh, look at that. That entire sign is Comic Sans font. I tried calling this other number on the sign. There's two numbers on it. And the other number is some lady on the voicemail, but she won't pick up the phone even when I call from that old man's phone number. When I make that my caller ID, still she won't pick up. So, whatever. I'm done with that one. Thank you, the sign guy. Ooh, look at this. The sign guy has sent me a Domino's pizza receipt that he found on the sidewalk out in front of the Domino's pizza where he is. And it's from a guy named Kobe who did a pickup order. Oh man, that happened like 2 weeks ago. Oh, and that's about when he sent it to me. Sorry, the sign guy. I'm so bad at calling these in a timely manner.
Hello.
Hey, Kobe.
Yeah.
It's Tim Henson from Domino's Pizza.
Yeah.
You're here a couple weeks ago and you got the hand-tossed pizza. Those parm bites.
I mean, I don't... Probably.
Yeah, and you got three dipping cups.
Okay.
That was like a lot of dipping cups for just 16-piece parm bites, to be honest.
Okay, tight. Bye.
Yeah. So how come you took the money for the kids off the counter and left with it?
What on earth are you talking about, buddy?
You know what I'm talking about. We've got security cameras, and we saw you take the kids' money. There's a little plastic box. It's for the starving kids. And that wasn't yours. That's not for customers.
But I'm sorry, I have no recollection of that.
It was chained down. Like, you'd think you'd know that it's not for you if it's chained down. You just rip the chain off the wall.
I come there all the time, dude. I'm pretty sure I would remember doing something terrible like that. Like, you're upsetting me a little bit by accusing me of this.
Well, maybe you shouldn't do stuff like that if you don't want to be accused of it.
I would never fucking do that. That's horrible.
I know. That's the money for the kids.
Jesus Christ. Like, I'm sorry that you think that I did this, but, like, you're wrong. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know about that. You know what? There was upwards of $6.50 in that box.
Buddy, I would never fucking do that. And, like, I'm really sorry that you think that I did.
That's like a sandwich for a kid.
Like, why the fuck do you think that I would do that?
You could have at least left some of your parm bites behind for the kids.
What the fuck, buddy?
And maybe one of your
I don't know who you are, but, like, I'm sorry that you think that.
Maybe one of your dipping cups, because that's too many dipping cups. Like, I'm sorry, I don't think I know you personally offhand, but are you fat?
I don't know you, and, like, I would have remembered fucking, even if I was, like, really drunk, I would have remembered doing something like that.
I don't know. I've been really drunk before, and, you know, you just kind of forget everything. You need to drink more or less or something. Hey.
No, this is just an entirely bizarre conversation.
Are you fat?
Like, yeah, I'm pretty fat.
Okay, I just wondered because of the 14-inch pizza and those 16 parm bites and, oh, my God, 3 dipping cups.
Like, so you're making some kind of mistake.
I know.
'Cause,
look, I'll come clean with you. I found your takeout receipt on the sidewalk. And that's littering, sir. You shouldn't be littering.
You're a piece of shit.
Why?
You want to get shot, huh?
Oh, well, you're the one, like, throwing trash on the sidewalk. So, can you please just, Domino's pizza customer threatens to shoot me, whatever. And you know what? Those dipping cups aren't cheap. They're 89 cents each, plus tax. And also, the time he was in the store is written on the receipt. It was 1:05 in the morning. He's not going to remember anything if he's blackout drunk. Wandering around town at 1 in the morning, looking for food. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Eat shit, you fucking cunt.
What? Sir, this is Carol. Darn it.
Kobe is not in the mood for a callback from the prank call center. I was just going to do a quick survey, but I guess that's not going to happen. Oh man, here's another one. It's another pizza receipt. And this one is delivery to a hospital. And the sign guy says, a Domino's delivery to a hospital. They don't let hospital patients have pizza. Just the shitty hospital food. Is he trying to smuggle pizza into the hospital? Well, apparently he did. And the weird thing to me, and I'll never understand this, unless maybe the sign guy explains it to me, but this is a delivery receipt. How did he find it in front of the pizza place? If it's for delivery, I doubt the delivery drivers are just wadding up the receipts and throwing them on the sidewalk. But somehow that happens often. This is another one from 2 weeks ago.
Hello?
Hello, Dan?
Yes, sir.
It's Tim Henson from Domino's Pizza. You ordered a pizza delivery from us a couple weeks ago.
Yes, sir.
You had a hand-tossed bacon banana pepper.
Yes, sir.
Two ranch dipping cups for the pizza?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, the hospital just called and yelled at us, and they said, I helped you smuggle pizza into the hospital.
Excuse me?
Well, you're not supposed to be smuggling pizza into the hospital, sir. I just got yelled at by the hospital director.
Really?
Yeah. He said...
What do you mean?
He said both me and you were huge pieces of shit for smuggling pizza into the hospital, because you're only supposed to eat hospital food in the hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what they said. I got a major talking to. So, next time you're in the hospital, you better not order pizza from us, because we won't bring it.
I didn't know that, bro. I didn't know that shit. Yeah. The nurses were looking at me like, what the hell? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they all thought you were a damn fool.
Wow.
And the
all right, man, thank you.
The hospital director told me that you are a fuck bucket.
Are you bullshit?
No, that's what they said.
Bro, this is not real.
No, it's not me saying it. It's the hospital director, Chris Tompkinson. He said you're a fuck bucket. He said Dan Baker, he's a total fuck bucket.
That shit's crazy, man.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
You wouldn't think a hospital director would talk like that.
Yeah.
But,
not for real.
Yep. Apparently, you're a fuck bucket.
No way. This is real, bro. This is not real.
Oh, no. It's real. It's real. Just like, don't be trying to get everyone in trouble. You know?
Bro, I never did it. I had a daughter, and I ordered some food for my was pregnant girlfriend, you know?
Yeah.
And they watched us eat it. They came in there. They didn't say nothing to us. That's weird.
Yeah, they were probably thinking all kinds of horrible thoughts about you. They're probably like looking at you guys eating that and just going, wow, what a fuck bucket.
What the fuck?
Wow.
So, can you apologize for getting me in trouble with the hospital director?
No, I can't. Send me his number.
Why not? Why not?
You piece, yeah, send me his number.
Come on, you piece of shit, fuck bucket. Apologize to me.
No, nah, for real. No, nah, send me his number.
What are you saying? Send me a number?
Send me his number.
Oh, the hospital director? Just call the hospital. Say, let me talk to Chris.
You said what?
Chris. His name's Chris. Call the hospital and ask for Chris. Because
all right, I will.
You know what? I don't pass along numbers to fuck buckets. And you won't even apologize.
I apologize, bro.
Brad? How'd you know my real name's Brad?
I said, bruh.
Oh, brah. Oh, okay.
But hey, I'm out working, bro. Thank you.
Where do you work at?
Don't worry about it, bro.
I want to get you in trouble at your work so we're even.
No.
Come on.
Just keep delivering pizzas, all right?
Where do you work at?
Just keep delivering pizzas, okay?
I'm going to sneeze all over the banana peppers. Next time you come here, order banana peppers.
I gotta go.
You're going to get my COVID. Okay, I love you, Mark.
Right,
I mean, Dan.
All right, man. Be
Dan.
Easy, bro.
All right, bye, Dan.
All right, bro.
I love you.
All right, man.
You guys say I love you, Brad. Not all right, Brad. So, listeners, you need to tell me, is it against hospital policies to have pieces in the hospital? Is that frowned upon? I remember Matt Hillock used to be in hospitals a lot, and he would always somehow end up with four locos in there. But frickin' Dan, he just sneaks a whole pizza in there. He doesn't give a shit. Oh shit, here's another Domino's receipt from the sign guy. This lady's name is Tammy. It looks like it was a pickup order.
Hello.
Hello, Tammy.
Yes.
Hey, this is Tim Henson. I'm with the corporate office of Domino's.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. You were in there. You got a couple hand-tossed pizzas 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And the whole time you were in there, you were staring at the security camera and giving me snake eyes. And I was just sitting here doing my job.
What?
I was just monitoring the store, and you kept just staring up at the camera and giving me snake eyes.
And what does that mean?
Well, you're just giving me those eyes and staring at me. And I don't know what your problem was. I'm just doing my job. I'm just watching the security cameras. And you shouldn't be...
First of all, I really don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I wasn't staring at you. If I was staring at the fucking cameras, that's probably because the cameras were staring at me. Now, what is your problem?
Well,
now, I'm doing my job and execute.
It wasn't even pointed directly at you. It was pointed at the whole room. You big dummy.
Well, what the fuck do you think I was trying to do? Would you got a problem?
I don't know. It just, like, you kind of freaked me out, and I was hoping for an apology.
Get the fuck off my phone.
What are you talking about?
Get the fuck off my phone.
You're not going to apologize?
Boy, fuck you, whoever the fuck you are.
Why are you staring at me? Like? Well, that didn't last very long. Sorry, the sign guy, but thank you for that number. Man, this receipt's really messed up. You can tell he found it on the sidewalk. It's all stepped on and everything. I can barely read it.
All circuits are busy now.
What?
Please try your... All circuits are busy now.
Come on.
All circuits are busy now. Please try your call.
Now my machine won't even dial. Oh, it looks like my internet is down. That's weird. My internet never goes down. This is just like at Peggy's house. When I'm trying to use their Wi-Fi and they're not paying their bills or something. Bunch of deadbeats. You sell more tomatoes, Peggy. Anyway, I think this would be a perfect time to end my show, seeing as I have no internet anymore. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the show today. Thank you, BenQ6969, for being the host of this one. And if any of you non-supporters would like to get more of these shows, since right now you're only getting every 10th hobosode, then you should support the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers or on Spotify or Apple. You can get the fancy hobosodes on any of those services. Please do that. That helps the show and everything. Also, Tim Henson. I've been saying I'm Tim Henson to everybody. I do that every once in a while. Tim Henson is the host of the Distorted View show. The Distorted View show is at distortedview.com. I at least owe him a plug, since I'm always ruining his good name and putting him in dangerous and legal situations. Sorry about that, Tim, but you know I love you. I'm just joshing by making the whole world hate you. Thank you for listening, everybody. Bye.